Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about heaven. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Heavenly Citizenship. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body, by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. Philippians 3, verses 20 through 21. About 15 years ago, there was a popular Christian apparel company called Not of This World. I used to own a few of their t-shirts and would often spot their NOTW logo on cars in my church's parking lot where the merchandise was sold. The company's name came from the phrase found in John 18, verse 36, where Jesus says that His kingdom is not of this world. The NOTW logo on my t-shirt was a small reminder that although I live in this world, I am not of this world as a child of God, so my eyes need to be fixed heavenward. As a daughter of the King, I am part of His kingdom, and ultimately a citizen of heaven. Although I experience various trials and pain in this life, my eternal hope in Christ means that heaven is my true home where all suffering will cease. It's important that no matter what is going on around me, that I fight to remember where my journey here on earth leads. The Apostle Paul reminds the church at Philippi about this eternal perspective. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body, by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. Philippians 3, verses 20 through 21. Intersecting faith and life. As believers, because of our faith in Jesus Christ, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the paperwork needed for entrance into our awaited home in heaven. This heavenly citizenship means we are to be set apart from the world as believers. Does your language, dress, entertainment, etc. reflect your heavenly citizenship? What area of your life may look more like the world? If Christ has saved you, He has given you the privilege of knowing Him and anticipating His full fellowship. The more time we behold our King, the more we become like Him and long to reflect Him to a lost and dying world. The world needs the hope of Christ, and we are to be carriers of that message that sets the captives free and gives them life eternal in Christ alone. We are to be eagerly fixated on the return of King Jesus. But all too often, temporal worldly desires have our gaze. We cannot allow the temptations of this world and our weak flesh to entangle us into bondage Christ gave his life to set us free from. We must pray and ask God to strengthen us so that we do not give in to these temptations and worldly desires. He always provides a way of escape from these temptations, and we must trust that he will never lead us astray. His ways are so much better than ours. While here on earth, we can enjoy a small taste of glory as we become conformed to the image of Christ by God's grace and the power of the Spirit. The Christian life is the process of growing in Christ-likeness, transformed through sanctification. The path of transformation leads to an eternity of transformation. Our bodies will be transformed from our humble state into the conformity with the body of His glory. As believers, we joyfully submit to Christ's lordship in all things in our life. In the end, Jesus Christ reconciles all things to their right place. He sets all things right by the authority and might of His power. When the world gets dark, let's remember to fix our gaze on our heavenly home that awaits us. Further reading, Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 20, Colossians 3, verses 4 through 5.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.